huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Hi, it's Rob Moore here, and I want to share with you four top income trends for 2022. So it's going to be a big year for you. It's going to be a disruptive year. And I believe there are four hot trends coming. Some of them here, some of them moving towards as we move into 2022 and beyond. So the four I'll share with you are linked to the creator economy, and the future of information, and also a land grab in some new spaces. You may have heard of things like NFTs and the metaverse. So I'll cover those off. But before I do, a couple of more generalized income trends for 2022. Let's do this. So interest rates are likely to rise. They've been artificially low for a decade or so, and that's pretty rare. And so there'll be a lot of pressure for them to rise. So I predict that interest rates will rise likely in 2022. I won't say when and I won't say by how much, because no one can predict that. I also believe inflation's not finished going up. There's a massive clog in the supply chain. I don't think we've ever had a situation where so little supply and production and creation has happened, because the whole entire country was locked down for most of a year. So there's a massive backlog on many supply chains, on most supply chains. There's because of this undersupply, there's an increase in demand, there's an increase in price, there's an increase in costs of living. And I think that the actual inflation rate is much higher than, I think that when I last looked at the RPI, it was 5.1, or predicted to be about to be 5.1. But you know your cost of living has gone way up. Energy prices look like they could go up as much as 50%. Petrol and fuel prices, you know, have gone up a lot. I have contractors who work on my sites. I'm developing 142 units, and I have developers who are working on those apartments. They're being built right now. And some of the people who do the windows and the doors and the roofing have put their prices up 30 or 50%. It's crazy times. Never seen anything like this. So what does that mean? Some people have even saying we're entering hyperinflation. And of course, all the quantitative easing, all the extra printing of money. I understand that in the last 2 years, as much money has been printed virtually as the start of time, something like that. It's a crazy amount of money that's been printed, trillions of pounds and dollars through quantitative easing. So that leads me to believe there must be a market correction at some point. I must admit I was saying this 2 years ago. And you know what? I don't care what the market is doing, whether it's going up or down or slow or fast or volatile or steady or whatever stage of a cycle an expert says we're in. I don't really care, because I like to buy in any part of the cycle. I like to trade in any part of the cycle. I like to invest in any part of the cycle. And I like to just, you know, be able to always trade my way through whatever's going on in the market, because you can't time the market. You probably can predict what will happen going back through the cycles of time, but you really can't predict when. So I'm still going to say it, and maybe I'll be saying it as a skeleton. The market has to correct. There has to be a correction, a crash, a recession, whatever you want to call it. Taxes have been not going down, actually going up. So VAT is the same in the UK. Income tax is very high. It's not the highest it's ever been, but it's pretty high. Corp tax has gone going up from 19 to 25%. National insurance went up, I think, 1.25 percentage points, which is basically about a 12.5% rise. So taxes aren't being reduced in spite of all of these mandates and controlled governmental actions. I'm choosing my words carefully. So, I think that the crash has got to be coming at some point. Don't get ready, be ready. When it happens, you want to be liquid. When it happens, you want to be able to buy into the market. You know, you want to be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy. And you want to observe the masses and do the opposite. So a quick summary of that, and then I'll jump into the four top income trends for 2022. Thanks for tuning in, by the way. Really appreciate you. Make sure you hit the share button and do share my content wherever you can. I am campaigning at the moment to support and save the small business on virtually every piece of content now. I'm campaigning to support and save small businesses. You can do your part by following my content and sharing my content and tagging small businesses into my content. I'll come back to that in a moment. I'm also celebrating almost a 6-year anniversary, and it's not me going clean, and it's not me coming out. It's more exciting than that. But to celebrate this nearly 6-year anniversary, I'm also going to share with you a special gift and a bonus at the end. But I do want to dive into these four top income predictions. That's actually about six, but two of them are linked. For 2022. Number one, the rise of the creator economy. So within the creator economy, we have social tokens, we have brand deals, we have monetization tools across social media. We have creator coins. And what really the creator economy is where social media and media platforms are competing for you, the creator. And rather than being an influencer or a celebrity, there's a level playing field now with relatively equal chance of virality, where you can create content, audio, video, written and live form on social media, and you can have an audience. You can turn your reach into revenue, your impact into income. You can get paid up front, not just, you know, in arrears by many months or years, because the world has changed and because media has been, to a certain degree, decentralized by social media. So I'm going to come to a few of those specifics around the creator economy, but I predict that in 2022, a big opportunity for income and scale and growth for you is the creator economy. Now, if you think about the ages, we had the industrial age, didn't we, where, you know, Henry Ford made access to owning cars much cheaper by developing a production line, and the age of industry. And we've had the age of commerce and e-commerce, and, you know, we've had the age of information, and maybe now we're in the age of the creator economy. And the creator economy is the level playing field where anyone has a voice, and media is decentralized and the opposite of, you know, big tech global power. And I think this is a really exciting time to be a creator. People keep commenting on my lives. Big financial crash coming. Rob, say it. Big crash coming. I actually do believe there has to be quite a correction, because what goes up must come down. Many of you have ever had Viagra. You will know it might go big and high, but it doesn't last and it comes down. So what goes up must come down. I really do believe that. But you know what? A recession or a correction or whatever you want to call it, it's the normal part of a cycle. People act like it's abnormal. It's a normal trait of a cycle. And there's big upside opportunities, you know, when there's a crash or correction, where, you know, you can buy assets at lower prices and higher yields. And, you know, people will sell assets at a depressed or haircut, as they call it, price. More millionaires are made in a recession than at any other time in history. According to, you know, many millionaires and billionaires and commentators, you know, it's like a new fertile ground on which to build your business. And I believe this to be true. And I certainly found this in 2008 when, you know, there was the global banking crisis and recession. And actually, that was the fertile ground for Mark and I building a, you know, 20 million a year or so dollars training business. And also, I think we now have 1,340 tenants across hundreds of property units. We actually made net profit £13,477 in November 21 on one of our developments. And that's a good month for me, I will say. It wasn't all in cash. It's not all sat in my pocket right now, but it is on the profit and loss. And I will prove it on my stories on social media. So, you know, and a lot of this was born out of the previous recession going back 2008 when we were buying properties for 50, 60, 70 grand then. Good old days, says Granddad Rob. You know, these are going for 165, 200, 225 now, and we're paying 55, 60, 70 grand for them back then. Bring back the good old days. So, you know what? There are upsides to a recession and a correction. Don't be fearful of it. Be ready for it. So back to the creator economy. I think you're going to see more creators launch social tokens and creator coins, you know, where you can have your own economy, your own market, and you can start to form your own currency. I think you're going to see a lot more brand deals. So I'm actually doing a six-figure brand deal at the moment every 6 months, six figures every 6 months, and they're paying me up front and then some back-end share as well, based on the fact that I have built a solid following. In fact, it took me 7 years to build 500,000 followers slow and steady. It takes 10 years to be an overnight success, said all the granddads of business. And then you see all these kids on YouTube and all these podcasters going to the moon and these TikTokers getting 10 million followers in a year. And damn those kids, those bloody kids. So, you know, I took my content a bit more seriously this year, and being on social media and being a creator, and invested more time into it. And, you know, one of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse have revitalized my Facebook reach and impact. Nearly 1,000 episodes, 6 year anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. A 6 year party. I'm such a boring bastard. I don't party at all. I really should. But actually, I've got some gifts for you to celebrate. So stay with me. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. If you're watching anywhere, please hit the share button and let's just get this, you know, useful, positive, productive information out to as many entrepreneurs start and scale up as we can. If you're listening, you have to do a bit more work to share. So come on, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. Get sharing. Share the Disruptive Entrepreneur on all your social media channels. Okay, what else is going on in the creator economy? So brand deals, you know, a lot more brands are going to go to creators because actually ads is getting disrupted. Facebook ads and YouTube ads are much harder to get an ROI or an ROAS, return on ad spend or return on investment, much harder now. So, you know, the influencer thing, investing in influencers is not new, but I definitely think it's going to be a big growth area in 2022. And of course, social media. Social media is not going anywhere. The internet isn't going anywhere. You know, there's Twitter Spaces, there's Wisdom, there's Fireside, there's Green Room, there's Clubhouse, there's Facebook, there's TikTok, there's YouTube, there's LinkedIn. I'm sure there's more social media channels coming. In fact, today is the 1 year anniversary of me starting on Clubhouse. And like I said, I've become one of the top 100 followed people on Clubhouse. So, yeah, what's going to be the next new big social media channel that's going to launch in 2022? Now, I do a lot of content on social media, building your personal brand, monetizing social media, repurposing content, multi-stream living, etc. So I'm going to save that kind of content for another episode or, you know, another live of mine. But I really do think it's worth your time to invest more time into social media in 2022. You know you should be doing more content. You know, I've been telling you, you know. And yeah, tune into some of my content on repurposing and multi-streaming and omnipresence. But, you know, there's about 20 different monetization tools on social media now. And it's really quite an opportune moment in time to monetize all the social media channels. So pretty amazing, don't you think? One of the gifts I'm going to give you at the end for to share my sixth anniversary of the Disruptive Entrepreneur is actually I'm going to give you access to unlock as many of those monetization tools as you can. Okay, which actually is my second point. So I've kind of covered two for the price of one there. I always like to deliver more value. So the creator economy and the rise of the creator and the social tokens and the social coins and the creator coins and the brand deals and the monetization tools on social media. People launching their own NFTs and their own Discord communities and getting big brand collabs and sponsorship deals. So I'll tell you what I'll do, actually. I'll do it now before I forget. If you go to robmore.com/pod, robmore.com/pod, To celebrate the 6-year anniversary of my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast, I have created a document of the 20 different monetization tools across all social media channels, how to unlock them, where to apply for them, you know, the links, the pages, the criteria you need to meet, how to, you know, maybe push yourself through the queue of applying for them. And I don't know anybody that's created a document like that for all social media channels. And what that will give you is much easier access to turn on Facebook stars, Facebook supporters, Instagram badges, the new upcoming Instagram subscriptions and TikTok subscriptions and TikTok gifts and TikTok creator fund and the new LinkedIn creator fund. So if you go to robmoore.com/pod, P-O-D as in podcast, you can gain access to that to me completely for free. Now, someone has just said, my son wants to know your net worth as he thinks you're a plonker. Ah, thank you very much. My accountant, my wife and my business partner said, never reveal your net worth. Never. So I have to do what they say, even though I'd love to say, but I can tell you it's more than 10 million and it's less than 10 billion and it's not 11 million. I actually became a decamillionaire by age 35. I'm nearly 43 now. So, that's just not a smart move to tell people how much. You'll attract all the wrong kinds of attention. At robmoore.com/pod, I've got that gift of the 20 ways to unlock all the monetization tools across social media. Now, why would I give that for you completely for free? That's taken me and my outsourcer and researcher a lot of time to build. Well, the reason being is because I've got a little ulterior motive. I want your help. So I only have one ask, and that one ask is for you to then go and subscribe to my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast on iTunes if you're on Apple, and on Stitcher if you're on Apple but have not subscribed to that, or you're listening and subscribe on another channel, or if you use, you know, any non-Apple devices. When you go to robmoore.com/pod, you'll see, once you've popped your details in, on the thank you page, the links are there. Please hit those links and subscribe, because my ulterior motive is on the 6th year anniversary of releasing The Disruptive Entrepreneur and now doing 1,000 episodes. Granddad Rob, with his grey bits in his beard, I would like to be back to number one again, my rightful position. Okay, so what have we got next then? Increase in information online. So, you know, the information business model, the industry of information, I'm told is about the third biggest in the world. Now, look, I've got no research to back that up, but I mean, everyone knows it's a multi-billion dollar industry, information sharing. You know, you've got all these websites like Patreon and OnlyFans. You've got Canva and goodness knows how many sites where you can buy information. Obviously, Google is a multi-billion dollar corporation, which is a purveyor of information. So the information age is a massive multi-billion dollar pound industry, and your share of that is in there. So the question is, who's got your fucking money? So are you sharing your information online? Are you educating, inspiring, motivating and moving people? Are you giving them strategies and resources and information and education and edutainment and accountability? Are you creating communities and subscription platforms and members areas? Are you turning your information into income, your content into cash flow, what you already know into cash flow? Because I believe that's a continually growing industry. It will grow more and more. There's probably going to be a bit of a bigger widening gap between the free and the paid models. But for example, I have my rob.team platform, rob.team. I have that platform and have many thousands of members. They only pay £3.49 a month, $5. You can join if you're not already a member. You get access to 10 pieces of premium content, 2 deep dive live, 2 to 3 hour masterclasses on starting and scaling your business and getting better financial knowledge. I do supporter and rob.team meetups. So we did the mindset and money and had a billionaire come and speak there and 100 millionaire come and speak there. I do challenges like the 10X your following challenge, the monetizing social media challenge, and the big one to launch 2022, the make cash challenge. So David has said, thank you. Love your Rob Moore platform. Thank you very much, David. So you can join that at rob.team, rob.team. I predict that the subscription platform a la Netflix is going to be a big growth area in 2022. to. I actually know the founder of Netflix. I've interviewed him twice now. He was one of the keynote speakers at my recurring income summit. It's got massive growth because, you know, people don't want to put all their capital into things. Volvo have launched a subscription platform where you can actually drive Volvos instead of buying one. OnlyFans has, you know, helped creators monetize their own assets, you know, because maybe that industry, pornography, maybe that became a bit commoditized and free. And now creators are able to monetize that and have private access in their own community. Some OnlyFans creators make millions a month. So, yeah, there you go. It's a big growing industry, the industry of information. It's not new, but I didn't say new. I said new trends, growth areas. So do you have your own subscription platform? If you don't, you need it. Are you monetizing your information? If you don't, you need to start putting it out there. Now, a lot of these income predictions come together, i.e. if you're a creator in the creator economy and you're on all social media channels, then you can unlock all the monetization tools and features on all social media channels, and you can earn income from social media. And then you can ask many of your subscribers, followers, and fans to come and join your version of Rob.team, your subscription platform. And then they become members, and then you create extra income from there. And then you create a more loyal, diehard fan base and community. So these all kind of link together. And then you can launch your own NFT within that community. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, 2022, Robbie might be launching an NFT. WTF! That's all I'm saying for now. But once you build a community and you build up the income streams and you've got some subscribing clients, then you launch your NFTs or your creator coins or your books or your products or your services or your courses, and you have a captive audience and market. Very exciting times. In fact, you know what? I'd kind of just like to, I was going to say sell, but I won't say sell, but step back more from my companies and have a more executive or even better non-executive role so I can focus on being a full-time creator. Because I think that's where the exciting opportunities are. Okay, and then the final one is a big land grab in NFTs and the metaverse and, you know, the new challenger coins in the crypto space. So cryptos, NFTs and the metaverse, this new land of digital currency and the decentralization of finance and Web 3.0, as people are calling it, which is the metaverse. I think we're going to see some big move in this space and people are going to make a lot of money. Some people are going to lose money too. You know, we'll give you a bit of a warning. In these new areas, you do get a bit Wild West and you do, you know, you have winners and losers. I was looking at my crypto portfolio and it's pretty much the same as what it was 6 months ago, which considering the big drop that's happened, that's not bad. All of my losses are in one coin. So there you go. Can wipe you out. So, yeah, just health warning there, by the way. This is not investment advice. It's just keep an eye on that space. You know, sometimes people say, though, don't invest in what you don't understand. Invest money you can afford to lose in something you don't understand yet, but want to learn it. Because if you've got $500 in a crypto, you're more interested, you're more invested. And as long as you can afford to lose that, it's actually not bad to sometimes start putting a bit of, you know, risk capital, as it's called, money you can afford to lose, into some of these new opportunities. Maybe you could look at launching your own NFT or buying an NFT or two and seeing how it works. You know, I've just created my first NFT and I'll have my NFT launch coming soon. And that was fun, setting up all the platforms and getting it minted on OpenSea and, you know, understanding how to link it all together so people can purchase these NFTs and making it as frictionless as possible. This is where the world is going. Information is moving quicker. You know, the fiber optics are exchanging information at the speed of light. And so the friction reduces in cryptos and NFTs over time, and therefore more people get in, and therefore there's more opportunity. So NFTs, the metaverse, and cryptos are going to continue to rise in 2022. So I did tell you a couple of quick things left to share. I'll do a summary. I'll give you more access to the extra gifts and a quick ask for you. So please, could you share this on whatever social media channels you have? Because at the moment, I'm doing a campaign to support and save the small business. It's been nice to have a few days where you don't hear of our government putting impositions, mandates and veiled shutdowns upon us. Now, I'm not going to comment on whether they're doing what's right or wrong in terms of the virus, etc. But what I can comment on is if there are taking away a small business's ability to trade by closing things down or restricting things, and all these Christmas bookings that are being cancelled, and all this Christmas and New Year trade that's gone from many industries, gym, leisure, pubs, retail, etc., travel, decimated. But if they're going to make the mandates and the inability to trade, then they must support small businesses. There must be grants. There must be loans. There must be tax holidays. There must be tax reductions. And there's virtually none. There was a couple of token gestures and that's it. So please hit the share button and share this with as many people as you can so that we can get the message out to as many small business owners as we can to support this cause, to stand. Because writing to your MP, probably going to do nothing. I actually did write to my MP. Got a very standard kind of, not really responsible letter back. You could try and campaign and get 10,000 signatures, and where are you going to get? Nowhere. Whereas if we all share on social media, we could get millions of views. One of my campaign videos got 500,000 views in 2 days. So actually, we can make a difference together. And people sometimes say, well, you've got to use your social media for good. Well, here I am doing it right now. So if you could hit the share button, step one. Step two is tag in a small business or an entrepreneur or a creator or a coach or a trainer or a startup or a scale up that you know into this thread. And then step three is you tag in your business. You pitch in the comments. I'm letting everybody pitch their business in the comments on my social media videos, on Facebook especially, because it's easiest to do there. So if you're listening anywhere in the world, make sure you're following me on Facebook. My name is Rob More Progressive on Facebook, Rob More Progressive. And go and tag yourself in and share a link to your page and share a link to your website and do the best pitch you can and win some business from my community, because we can make a difference together. So hit the share button right now or share this content on your social media. Number two, tag in a small business owner. Number three is to tag yourself in, your business in, your brand in, your page in, and do a pitch. Yes, son of a pitch, exactly. Cool, so do that now. I'll give you a second. I'm almost finished. And then the final thing is remember to go to robmore.com/pod, as in podcast, because I'm celebrating the upcoming 6th anniversary of my Disruptive Entrepreneur podcast and doing nearly 1,000 episodes across my 2 podcasts. And to celebrate with you, I've got 4 special gifts. Now, I have one ask. I have one little ulterior motive and one ask. And that ask is when you've registered in and put your best email, make sure it's your main email, because otherwise you won't receive the links from me. But once you've registered in, there'll be a thank you page with links to my iTunes or non-Apple podcast link. All I ask is you subscribe. That's all I ask. You can share if you want. I'd be grateful. But all I ask is you subscribe. Because the more people that subscribe, obviously I go up the charts and I want my number one place back. It is my birthright. That's all I ask. And you don't have to pay anything. But I told you I'd share with you the 20 ways to monetize social media and unlock all the tools and features and where to apply and what criteria to hit. That's a very powerful document that could be worth a lot of money. There are 3 other special gifts and bonuses there. 19 ways to 10x your social media following and a couple of other surprises at robmore.com/pod, P-O-D, as in podcast, robmore.com/pod. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. I love you all. You're legends. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.